We will bring in Dick Lloyd now, the former head coach for Rutgers men's basketball during the 1970s. He coached Phil Sellers, the player who we're honoring here, as Phil sadly passed away today at the age of 69. Dick is on the line. Coach, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be with you. We're under better circumstances, but that's the way life goes sometimes.
So, Coach, the big story with Phil Sellers was you and Dick Vitale. You go all the way to Brooklyn, you go into not a great neighborhood in Brownsville, and you go out of your way to bring Phil Sellers to Rutgers. What did you see in him when you first met him, and how did you know he was going to be the star he was on the banks?
Well, I mean, just his athletic ability was something we hadn't seen at Rutgers in quite some time. So he was a totally different player from that standpoint. And I think one of his strengths, he could play almost any position on the floor, and he could take bigger guys inside. Phil was about 6'5", 6'6", but a great athlete. He could take bigger guys inside. And so you knew right away. Plus, he had an outside shot, so you knew right away he was going to be a very good player. You know, when you talk about we brought Phil Sellers in, if you've watched Dick Vitale, which I know you have, you can see why Dick got Phil to come to Rutgers, because he was just intense. I've never seen a guy that intense. And it was really a great fit for Phil also. And I think that's a very important point, that so many times kids are looking to go somewhere where it's not a very good fit. For Phil, it was a perfect fit.
And Dick, again, thank you so much for coming on tonight. One thing that, you know, you did before you moved into the universe, like we said, was the head coach at Rutgers, followed and preceded by Tom Young. So once, you know, you left and you went more towards into the university aspect of Rutgers, what did you see from not just Phil, but the team as a whole under Tom Young as they grew into, you know, what became a Final Four contending team?
I think the key word that you put in there was they grew. He added people. He started with Phil and John Somogyi, if you remember that name or know that name, local player who had come back to Rutgers and was a very good player, and Michael Dabney, and then the next year Phil Sellers, Eddie Jordan joined. So it was really a growth that happened with that team. And that's what made them so very strong. And, of course, playing in the barn, I think, was a little bit unique. What, 2,800 seats? But people that were really into it, and Rutgers really starving for something athletically to look to. And along came Phil Sellers and that 76 team that went as far as they did.
Yeah, and so I really appreciate you coming on tonight, Dick. But we talked about how, you know, what the process was recruiting him into Rutgers, talking about the experiences after you were coaching at Rutgers. But as the coach at Rutgers, you know, or even afterwards, what was the buzz around campus? Like, how much better was life at Rutgers? Was there a sense of people just taking pride in belonging to this university, being an alum or being a part or around the program?
I think you nailed it there, without a doubt. I remember an article in the Targum about that sort of set the stage and said how everybody on campus was into the basketball team and that it was really very, very important. It gave more of a life. Rutgers was growing at the time. Remember, it wasn't too long ago that it was a men's college and a women's college. And it was just coming into its own. We had a new president in Ed Blaustein, who was not afraid to say athletics is very important to the life of a university. And I think all those things came together to make that 76 team just very, very special.
Dick, Eddie Kalecki, thanks again for calling in. And looking back at that team from 1976 with Phil Sellers and that magical run, and to think where Rutgers basketball has gone today, maybe you could speak to the growth that that specific year had on the program to eventually reach a point now where they've made it to the tournament a couple of times the last few years, now almost 10 years into their time in the Big Ten, and Rutgers basketball just playing at the College Ave gym way back when, now at Jersey Mike's Arena 5 decades later, and a lot of that can be attributed to the success from back in 1976.
I think you're right, and it's really become a situation where you have it just growing stronger and stronger as a university. So forget just the athletic end of it, but where Rutgers has come in the last 10 to 20 years academically and as far as the institution itself, I think that's the key. And I think it was the basketball that sort of pushed that off, if you will. That 76 team with freshmen being eligible for the first time, because prior to that, freshmen played their own schedule. So you had freshmen coming in and building up the program, and that became one of the keys for a successful program.
And Dick, we've talked, final question here for you. We've talked so much about Phil Sellers, the basketball player, and Phil Sellers, the star, especially considering you recruited him. What was it like being around Phil Sellers, you know, Phil Sellers, the person?
You know, what I talked about basically was his maturity, an 18-year-old kid, if you will. But he had such a maturity about him. I've said many times in the process of recruiting, Dick Vitale went into Brooklyn and did his stint there. One of the big visits that Phil had to the campus, we hosted a dinner for him at my home in Piscataway, and it was just myself, my wife, and my two-year-old daughter. And I was a little uptight about that. It was very important meeting for us, if you will. But he was just such a smooth, confident, sharp guy that he picked my daughter up, and you'd have thought that they were brother and sister, and there was never any problem at all. And then the fact that here is Phil facing freshmen only and showing, again, a maturity there, that he could handle that pressure. He had about 200 schools really interested in him. And of course it was Dick Vitale's intensity that got him to really look at us. And then the fact he wanted to stay at home was very important as well. But he was special for Rutgers, no question, helped kick things off. I would be remiss if I didn't say there was another player too that sort of complimented Phil and played similar to Phil, and that was a guy by the name of Bobby Lloyd, who happened to be brother of yours truly. So I was a very fortunate guy to have coached two of the best players in the history of Rutgers basketball. And I would end it by saying what was also great was to see Phil Sellers when he finished up, that he continued to have a relationship with Rutgers and his coaches and his teammates, which was very good to see.
Well, Dick Lloyd, former Rutgers men's basketball head coach, former Rutgers basketball radio analyst, and Rutgers Hall of Famer, we thank you so much for coming on tonight. I know how much of an impact you've had on me, and I'm sure Phil had such a great impact on everyone else. We thank you so much for coming on tonight. Like you said, wish it could be under better circumstances, but we hope you're doing well and hope you have a great night.
You're welcome. Same to you guys.